Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Bamidbar. We started a new sefer, Baruch Hashem, this week. It's also, we find ourselves today, the second day of the month of Sivan, very, very close to Shavuos. Shavuos is, Mirtz Hashem, this coming Sunday night, Abba Aleinu L'Tova. So I thought I would divide the Shmuz, a machshava from the parasha, related to the parasha, and also try to give us some ideas, some thoughts, some reflections to help us get ready for the big day. Yom Tov of Shavuos, Abba Aleinu L'Tova, Mirtz Hashem. There's a very, very famous medrash at the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. It says as follows: Vaydaber Hashem Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Lama b'Midbar Sinai. Why was the Torah given in Midbar Sinai? The Gemara learns out from here: Mikan Shanu Chachamim b'Shlosha Dvar in the Torah. The Torah was given with three things: Be'ish, Uvamayim, Uvamidbar. Ish. Fire, mayim, water, midbar. How do you know ish? It says in Har Sinai, Vahar Sinai Ashan Kulo. There was a fire, there was smoke from the mountain on Har Sinai. But mayim, it says, Gam Shamayim Natfu, Natafu, Gam Ovin Natfu Mayim. The midbar, our pasuk. Why these three things? The Lama in the Mishloshim of Allah says the Medrash, Elama Elu Chinam L'chol Bayi Olam. Just as these things are mostly Chinam, they're free. Water is free, pretty much. You go buy a bottle of the water, you got to pay for it. But water, you know, water, you got to pay water from the water company also, that's true. But the bottom line is, water is accessible. You can go, you want some water, you can go to a spring, take some water. Just the springs are constantly flowing. You go to a lake, you got to take a cup of water. Water is free. Also a lake, yeah. Ish is free. Fire is free. Midbar is free. Kach divrei Torah chinam. The words of Torah are also chinam. They're free. Rabbos, they're accessible. Torah is accessible to everybody. No one has a right, okay, Torah is just for me. Torah is only for me, for my type. If you're black and white, then you have Torah for you. But if you're not black and white, if you're a little colorful, you have a little gray, you have a little turquoise in your shirt. No, it's not. No, Torah's for everybody. It's chinam. As it says in the pasuk, Hoy kol tzavei l'chol amayim. One more idea for the medrash. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai, Ela kol mi she'eino osa atzmo kemidbar hefker, Eino yachol liknos ha'chachma v'atorah. If you don't make yourself like a midbar, like a desert, that's hefker, that's ownerless. You can't accomplish Torah, you can't acquire Torah. What's going on over here? What does this mean? So first point of the measure, my friends, is that Torah is accessible. Especially nowadays, there's so much Torah. There's a dissemination of Torah like there wasn't before. So much spreading of Torah. Torah anytime. Why are you Torah?
Torah downloads,
Torah Live in 5. There's so much Torah available. Like it was never before available. It's accessible. But there's a condition right after that in the Medrash. The Medrash says you have to make yourself like a midbar. What does that mean? It means you have to make yourself into a kli, into a utensil, into a vestibule, that's able to accept the Torah. Kabbalah Satorah, my friends, means that you receive the Torah. A kli, this is a kli in front of you. This cup is a kli. The inside of the cup is what's called a base kibul. Base kibul means there's a utensil that's able to hold on to something. If I want to have a drink of water, I pour some water into this cup. Because there is some area in this cup which can now hold on to and contain my water, so there's a clay kibul over here in this cup. The Medrash is telling us, my friends, that a person, in order to receive the Torah, to get the Torah, has to make themselves into a person who is worthy of receiving the Torah. How do you do that? What's the trick for that? How do we make ourselves into this midbar who's worthy of receiving Torah? My friends, there's no secrets to this. I have no tricks. I have no, oh, wow, here comes a big chiddush. No, it's not a chiddush. But it's true. And it's very, very important. Chazal teaches us, Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. Derech Eretz means in this context midos. Good midos is the necessary prerequisite. When a person works on their midos and refines themselves and makes themselves into a person who is worthy of receiving the Torah, then they can mekabel the Torah. Moshe kibel Torah v'sinai. Moshe received the Torah. Who was Moshe? Va'ish Moshe anav me'od mikol ha'adam asher al pnei ha'adam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the most humble person in the entire world. And it wasn't a coincidence. He happened to be the most humble guy. It happened to be the one that was most worthy of receiving the Torah for on behalf of the Jewish people and giving it over to Klal Yisrael. No. They go together. It was because Moshe Rabbeinu was who he was. It was because he was the humblest of men. It was because he was so refined. He worked on himself. We said earlier today, he was Isha Elokim. He was so refined. He was so godly in his behavior, in his mannerisms, in his dedication. It was because of that he was the one who was worthy of receiving the Torah, Kibel Torah v'Sinai, and ultimately passing it on to Yeshua all the way down to us. The Mishnah in Avos says the following thing. Kol sheyiras chet o kodemes lechachmaso. Anybody who's yiras chet. I'm going to say in this context, it means yiras shemayim. It means a person that has midos tovos. If that comes before their chachma, chachmaso miskayemes. Then, you know what they've done for themselves? They've made themselves into a kli. And then the Torah has a place to reside, to rest, to exist. But if a person says, it's just an intellectual pursuit. My chachma comes first. What I get, that's what I do. What I don't get, I don't do. What makes sense to me, that's what makes sense. What doesn't make sense, probably is wrong. If that's a person's attitude, says the Mishnah in Avos, his chachma will not last. You know why? Because he doesn't have a kli. Imagine taking the same water and pouring the water this way. I just turned over the cup if you're watching me. Taking the water and pouring the cup on the back side of the cup, what's going to happen? It ain't going to go inside. You know why? Because there's no kli. There's no utensil. There's nothing to grab the water, to hold the water. Kabbalah Satorah means that we make ourselves into a kli, like a midbar, a vestibule, to be able to receive the Torah. I want to chazer just with you for 1 minute. Just three lines from the Siddhas Hasharim. I know it's been a while since we went to Sefer together. This is a very good aleph from the Siddhas Hasharim. He's talking about a Chilul Hashem. And he writes the following things. Listen to these beautiful lines. Kikavod HaTorah, what's the honor of the Torah? Misha mar be'alimud, but the more a person learns Torah, yarbe kimochin biyosher uvitikon amidos. There should be a commensurate level of growth with one's learning and one's midos improvement. The more a person learns but is lacking in midos, if I learn a lot but my midos are not growing at the same pace as my learning is, gorim bizayon alim atzmo, it causes a disgrace to the learning. It's a chilul Hashem. Shenasan lano es torasa akidosha. He gave us his Torah, his holy Torah, the tzivanu, and he commanded us lasok ba lahasig al yad hashleimu seinu. Torah is supposed to make us refined. Torah is supposed to make us better. It goes both ways. Derech Eretz Kadma la Torah. First you need good midos to start learning Torah. And then the more you learn Torah, the more your midos are improved. And it just feeds off each other. It's a perfect, beautiful cycle. You start off with good midos, hopefully, because you have to be a mekabel. Then you get more Torah and you get more refined. And you learn more Torah, you get more refined and more refined and more refined. I need a, with your permission, chazer with you, an incredible story that we all heard almost 2 weeks ago at Danny Morris at the Levaya. Most of us were there, some of us were able to watch if you weren't there. I was just reminded because Sam was looking at the board behind me. And at the Levaya, Rabbi Kenningsberg, his Rebbe, a friend of mine, Rabbi Noam Kenningsberg, Shlita from Shalvim, told over a story about Dani. Said that they were having a whole group shir discussion one day about what the shir should work on together. And he put a list on the board of different things. And this one said, Talmud Torah. And this one said, we should work on Tefillah. And this one said, They have to work on other things. And Donnie raised his hand, and Rabbi Kenisberg said very, very powerfully how whenever Donnie, Zichrono Levracha, when he raised his hand, he had something to say. He saw his eyes were shooting out of his face like he was burning. It was coming out. But when he said, Rabbi, where's Midos? Where's Midos on the board? How can it be that we're going to be learning all this year, all this time together, and our Midos aren't better? How can it be that we're not going to be more refined in our Midos? How can it be that we're just learning and we're gaining knowledge and maybe even gaining in our tefillah and other things we do, but our Midos aren't better? It can't be. It's a beautiful story. And a very, very powerful lesson for us. We have only a few days left of Shavuos. In the last parak of Avos, I close with this idea. In the last parak of Avos, it says there's 48 kinyonim that a person needs to acquire a Torah. Many, many, many of them have nothing to do with learning Torah. Many of them have to do with good midos. Lev tov. It's a good heart. Erech apayim, slow to anger. What does that have to do with learning Torah? The answer is, because by trying to work on those 48 things, you become a kli, you become a person who the Torah says, you know what, I want to go there. It's a natural habitat for the Torah. Because your kli is prepared to mekabel the Torah. So Rabbi Yosef, we have a few days left till Shavuos. And then the good news is that after Shavuos is over, there's no Isser of Talmud Torah either. After Shavuos is over, you can start all over again. With a whole refreshed and a new chizuk and a new hischadshus, a new refreshed approach to learning Torah. But we have now till Shavuos a few days, a chance to work on ourselves, to try to refine ourselves, to realize that Midos Tovos and Talmud Torah go hand in hand. And the more a person learns Torah, the more refined they get. And the more Midos Tovos you have, the more Torah is able to reside inside of us. We should be Zochem Ritz Hashem to work on ourselves, to make ourselves that kli, that vestibule, which the Torah will be comfortable to reside in. We should be Zochem Ritz Hashem to work towards Kabbalah Satorah, and Ritz Hashem to Mekabel the Torah, the Simcha, and the Ava. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Shabbos.